States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sovnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Ruth Hussey. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. May it serve to remind you that defense is everybody's job. Do your share to keep America strong and free by investing regularly in United States defense bonds. Buy them through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. The Defense Bonds Orchestra, conducted by Harry Sosnick, opens the show with a special Sosnick arrangement of Stephen Foster's Camptown Races. Thank you, Harry. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our charming guest, the stage and screen favorite, Miss Ruth Hussey. She appears as the fabulous Dolly Madison in a dramatic moment from the pages of American history. For the performance of Ruth Hussey, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Victor Perrin.
August 24th, 1814. The War of 1812 is still being fought. The British are on the outskirts of Washington, D.C., and the capital of the nation is in danger. At the Executive Mansion, President James Madison and his household are preparing to leave the city. The coolest head in this emergency is also the prettiest head, that of the sparkling, vivacious First Lady, Dolly Madison.
All of you in the President's household may leave now if you wish. Keep up your courage, my friend.
Dolly, we must hurry, my dear. The British are closer than we thought. They've broken through at Bladensburg.
So near. Well, then it's a good thing Thompson has hitched up our two fastest bays.
Over there. Oh, that's your one.
Thompson is our baggage in the wagon.
Yes, sir. The wagon's wagon is already gone.
We'll also be going at once. Cockburn's cannon's getting uncomfortably near.
Yes, we have no desire to meet Sir George socially, even if he is a knight of the realm and an admiral of the British Navy. So along, our brave Thompson.
Yes, ma'am. Get in.
People.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, my dear.
No, James, it's not thoughtfulness, but vanity. I want people to see my new hat.
Dolly, be careful. Are you trying to pull out the carriage?
No, I'm trying to get a last glimpse of the mansion. Goodbye, dear House of Presidents. I had some wonderful times within your walls. The first inaugural ball, most grand dinner party. But you'll be there when we get back.
I doubt it, my dear. They'll probably burn the place.
Not the executive mansion.
The mansion, the Capitol building, all the government buildings.
Oh, that's cruel, senseless.
It's war, my dear.
If I had thought that would happen, I would have taken so many more things. Of course, you brought all the state papers.
No, just our clothing, our personal things.
James, you left all your papers?
There wasn't time to get them.
Thompson, stop the carriage.
Dolly.
Stop, turn around. We're going back to the mansion.
Dolly, we haven't time. The British are in the city.
If they burn the mansion, all those original documents will be lost forever. Doesn't matter what happens to us, dear. There'll always be another president, another president's wife. But there will never be another original copy of the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. Those documents belong to future generations. We have no right to abandon them. No right at all.
You're correct, my dear, as always.
Back to the executive mansion, Thompson. It seems that the Madisons have forgotten something.
Yes.
Another load for you, Thompson. We must take all these packages of papers. The records and minutes of the Constitutional Convention. Can you carry them?
Yes, ma'am. But haven't we got enough now?
What's the matter? Afraid?
Not for myself, ma'am. For you, for the President.
Oh, we're nearly through. I'm looking for two more things. Here they are, both of them. We, the people of the United States.
The Constitution.
Yes, the original copy. And this document, Thompson. When in the course of human events...
The Declaration of Independence.
The original engrossed copy with all its famous signatures. There now, this is all.
Thank goodness.
Hold on, wait, that picture on the wall. Gilbert Stuart's portrait of George Washington. We must take that.
Mrs. Madison, I am charged with the President's safety.
Go on ahead, Thompson, I'll bring the picture.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell Mr. Madison I'll be right out with a handsome man on my arm. Garden,
indeed it is. Just 3 short weeks ago, we were dashing away from Washington.
With all our precious baggage and precious little else. James, you're worried, aren't you?
Oh, this long war's ruining us, my dear. And if there's much more of it, the New England states may secede.
If only something could happen. Some great victory. Some event that would stir our imagination, revive our patriotism, keep us together as a nation.
It had better happen soon. Yes, Thompson?
A dispatch from the front, sir. From Baltimore.
Oh, thank you, Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I thought so. The British fleet is bombarding Fort McKinley.
I know you expected that. Will they capture it?
Well, if they do, it'll be very bad for us, but we've prepared for this. I think they'll have a bit of trouble. Thompson, are they still holding Dr. Beans?
Yes, sir. On one of the ships in the fleet around Fort McHenry. But two of our men, J.S. Skinner and Francis Scott Key, have gone out to ask for his release.
And no doubt the British will hold all three of them in until after the battle is over.
Yes, sir. It seems likely, sir.
Well, just think, James. They'll have to stand helpless at the rail of the ship and watch the British shells and bombs go screaming into the fort, killing their friends, their countrymen. Oh, I hope the fort holds out.
And that the flag above her will never come down in defeat.
Amen to that, my dear.
All day and all night. When will they stop?
Doctor, can you see the fort? Is the flag still flying?
I can't see, Francis. The smoke is too thick.
If I could only see the flag. Oh, Saint, can you see?
Doctor, have you a piece of paper?
Let me see. No, I haven't, Francis.
Oh, wait, I have an envelope. It'll do. The poem is running in my head.
Oh, say, can you see, by the light of the sky, the dawn. No, by the dawn's early light.
Look, look, the flag. Our flag still flies.
The fort is still ours. Flag is still there. Long wave our star-spangled banner. Come in.
Oh, James, that's a thrill. Everything's going to be all right. Look in the paper.
The Baltimore American, eh?
It just came by the morning post. James, the thing we hoped for has happened. I'm sure this is it.
You mean, of course, our victory at Fort McHenry.
Oh, no, that's wonderful and all that. It tells here how they couldn't capture the stout old fort and how they gave up a week ago and sailed away. But, well, this is what I'm thrilled about here.
Wait. Hold the paper still, my dear. A poem by Francis Scott Key, one of the men the British held during the bombardment.
Yes, and they'll be sorry they did it. He wrote a poem, James. A document just as important to America as any we saved from the mansion.
This poem here? The Star-Spangled Banner. I like that title.
Well, the entire poem is beautiful, James. Splendid and glorious.
Then conquer we must, for our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust.
Isn't it superb? Already it's being sung at gatherings, and oh, you needn't worry about the Union, James. There'll be no secession now. This poem, this inspired song, will hold us together as a nation.
And the Star-Spangled Banner,
in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Performance, Miss Hussey.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Vic. It's a pleasure to appear on such a popular show as guest star.
And for such a popular product as defense bonds.
I was just going to say the same thing. You know, Vic, that popularity is no secret. Millions of Americans have learned through their experience in buying defense bonds how easy it is to accumulate savings to make future dreams come true. And today those savings play a double role. Besides making our personal future more secure, they help to build America's strength for defense. And that's why it's important for all of us to buy defense bonds regularly.
Right, Miss Hussey. And the best way to buy bonds is through payroll savings where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank.
Friends, let me suggest that you sign up for America's defense and your own security through the regular purchase of defense bonds. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Hussey. Thanks again for being with us.
You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. Today, our guest was the stage and screen favorite Ruth Hussey, to whom we say thanks for a great show. Our thanks also to her supporting players, Tudor Owen, Les Tremaine, and Ned Lefebvre, and to our director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long, reminding you that defense is your job, too. Invest in America's defense, in your own future security, with United States Defense Bonds.